Okay, good evening. Sorry, last week we had trouble, some technical trouble with it. Bez Hashem, everything's really okay. So we're holding here in the end of the Maimel HaGodes, and just summing up briefly, he had spoken before about general Mamari HaGoda of Chazal, that they said about Inyanim. And then he spoke about the type of Agadis that are there to explain Psukim, and they appear to us to be kind of very, very off. So we'll back up, we'll say from there. Vida. So Vihinat Atta Dibarama. So until now, before we've spoken about the mamorim that are teaching me a general inyan, and now I'm going to speak about those mamorim that specifically are masbir psukim. So dash mamorim beurim is halakim lamina. Ha'echad hu asher yechavnu b'malbir akosav mamish mi'apirush akosav hu lefi daitam kasher emru. One is a getter where Chazal meant literally whatever it is they wanted to learn pshat in the pasuk. Hamina bezu. The second type of mamarim is ashaloye chavnu bam el birak suve mamish al kabbalah kiblas al shabayis v'al shehichtiv satoira v'chein neviim aksuvim l'vad mashot zolit meviyos shalosh nakosav yoyra l'viyakim dehu rotz gam kelimus yonim rab mamitim b'maisu v'dvar meiman emarim. So this is a second type, which is a Kabbalah that they were makabel from Sinai about certain inyanim that are near Maz over here. But inyanim aim lirotz so the second type of agadata, Chazal on Psukim, are areas that they actually that they the Chazal were mekabel that there's a certain inyan over here, and this is what they mean somewhere along the parasha here. This inyan is included. We don't re make this into pshat and say that this is what the pasuk means. As I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechatchila wanted this pasuk to be meramez on it. That's the second type. Third, v'aminat gimel hu she'oichivu Chazal she'HaBoreis Baruch hichtiv sifra kodesh b'derech she'tichlo lagodin yonim rabbi amitim v'hikiv v'chochmosa al kol yonim v'shemitim v'doisahu. So a second one is, the third one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Torah ambiguous enough to include many possible pshatim that are all right. This means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Torah that if you use all the middles that one may explain Agarata with, he will get to an emes. This is, I believe, a big chiddush. This is his chiddush possibly, and it goes as follows. We are all of Torah, all of Tanakh can be darshaned with midos. The Chazal bring midos satori reshes, not halacha drush, but agadas drush, and any type of drush that you darshan using that if you use it correctly, is going to be right. Fascinating. I don't know if anyone else says anything like that. Omnami says, Adayin sort lima go chakmarabu das echu komitibai. We need a lot of chakmarabu to understand how they're all true. Kihine kvar marno she'ein amitas kulam mitzad echad doech echad, al bit stodim she'ein amidoch mischalf. Even in Yanim that the Torah actually meant that it should be part of something, it should be part of this inyan. It's not all in the same way, kipshutoi as it is, and so on and so forth. How each particular emes relates to the pasuk, is it true in a certain aspect or in a certain way? Is it a metaphor? That's all takes a lot of chachma to figure it out. Mehem you are meeting b'p'chinach zolvat. Some are true only in one oifen. In other words, if you say Ashrei, it's three times a day ben om haba, it may mean if you say it b'kavana or b'kavana meruba or I don't, you know, whatever. But it means that that it's true only with a certain qualifier. Mehem outside a dimyan. Sometimes it just means it's similar to something else. Mehem outside a toledas mehem. By some of them, it's because what will come of it. Mehem outside a gmul. Sometimes it's what Chazal mean to say is for instance, if they say somebody did averus, didn't do averus, whatever. We're talking about the schar, the inyan malo v'kosev, shem tzavim zal. It's not the pshat so-and-so did so-and-so. It means the Torah considers it and he's going to get rewarded or punished for that. Shenim tzavim zal shem atzal asos achoy v'schar inyan shechoshev v'om ha-metzius keheda v'edin ke-metzius. If the aids that know she's love him. She says, because a mark of this. This is Kili did that. So things that don't really exist, a person who says carbonus is Kili is mark of a carbon, the Kilu on things that don't exist. But because of the schus, the Torah gave it like that. So it doesn't mean that these type of drushes don't mean it literally happened. It means the Torah considers it as if you did X, Y, Z. And sometimes the Chazal will tell us that the pasuk means less than it says, sometimes more than it says. Also, all these depending using these drushes. Similarly, when Chazal say that, and Chazal say that, just like Achronim did not do, and we were told l'shvach, so too Rishonim didn't do, and we're told l'gnai, meaning that we gave some. We consider somebody as having done something, even though he didn't do it, and it's all mikoyach. It's all mikoyach, the drasha that allows me to say something is more or less than it says. V'yesh b'dvarim ha'elu pratim rab ma'oidi efshachav etz oisam. There are many details in all the different types of agadis. Ach mashitzoch ha'ladasu ki be'echad mikol hadrochim ha'ela efshe shuv ha'mayimah bi'a echot bi'a emes v'shar kol hadrochim lo'y emes koshkin be'echlet. It's very possible that a mayimah chazal will be true in one way, not true in other ways. So when I'll say if you do this and this, then this and this happens, or this and this reward and so on, all of that could possibly include something else in it also. And I could say that in such and such a way, this is true, in such and such a way, it's not true. So if you see Maim Chazal, that seems to be very off, strange, don't rush to judgment. If you recognize and figure out how it ought to be understood, then he says the tiramitoi timtzonachas. I wonder if this word is yuvon. I'm not sure. But if, as long as a person knows the main nekudas of ikra chachma, he will have a sense of what the borderline for these things are. In other words, a person just says things off the top of his head, has no shaychus. But if there is somebody, if a person understands the shrushim of Chachmas Emes, then he's able to deal with this material and get a handle on it. V'omno, hinek v'ordamte chosh loy behechlet noima, shekol mashuch aliyos muva mil say lo yems la kol panim, and yesh nev zemidah sechol mikol agadah. So he said, so just to make sure, I didn't say that anything you could possibly understand is right. That's certain. There's klolus, there's midim, there's lamed beis midrash and dagadis nidreshes and so on. Vehinek vayuchal libo v'zatos benekel im yidosh ish mikra echot v'lo yishtamishna kol eilosh hazachanu. So it's very simple. A person dashes his pasuk. He did not use any of those kololim. She'oz ma she'yoytzi bedrosha hu efshe she'yash sheker gomer. A person says a pshetl, pshat in something. If he didn't use those kololim, it could be sheker. Ashle yu'umas b'shum panim. V'loy oid, ela she'afilim yiyah ha'ika she'bedvar v'amiti, in efshe k'ezi v'akosivu, ken ha'kavol v'minasen ha'inyakum. So even if a person comes along and he says a yesod that's right, but he could be wrong about the kavanis psukim. So a person who can darshan it, and we obviously the assumptions we don't darshan these things, but a person who can darshan these things could be might see all sorts of emison from every pasuk, however for Avinyan, however if the if a person does not apply his klolim to understand what's behind it, he's going to get it wrong. So the Ramchal is addressing an issue. If everything was received from Sinai, and everybody just saying over the Torah that the other one is that is known, then everyone's using the Kolak Gadda. Where is the machlokes nagarata? And you find very sharp machlokes nagarata, all sorts of things said. Where does it come from? So he says, "Bezer li lefida sechochmu hine ishtabesh shekinegdoi vaytzos hadrush v'kol hagadash goyim v'fursim v'nehem." He holds that he used the kloli hagad the wrong. Ve'av shaloi nizbayel lo b'divreihem. Even though he didn't tell us what mistakes the Dersh makes, in other words, they're arguing, and one says the other, Rachman al Tzame Haidaita, whatever it is, and it doesn't offer in halacha, we usually get a very clear, detailed sugya about the Limudim, and this limud, yes, and no, this is not extra positive, and so on. Here you don't have it. So he says, "Ve'af shaloi nisbad v'dvir b'mayish hashadars." He named b'milos k'tzoris ramzu zelazem akmatois. Sometimes in the short words they use it, we can catch a remiss about their toes. Or yeshiva l'kushis, or they will answer the kashas. Hakol ve'adrochem she'etzem hayu for sorry. While Banks of St. Vitus the Sale. So we don't have a handle at all because we really don't understand so much these Yud-Gimel-Midos, and therefore everything, the Lamed Beis Midos that Agadis and Drashas, and therefore everything that they say seems to us really off or strange. But if a person knows how, this is the drash that he says. But a person will really to understand how to use all these drashas and agadas, then we understand much better where each person, what's wrong and why this and this way of explaining is not good and so on. And now he brings a mashal. Derech mashal. Kishadorosh me'al pasuk legenoisan Yisrael. Rav Meir darshan a pasuk in Shashim as speaking about Gnusa Shal Yisrael. And it's going up against the negative fact of Yisrael. Amuloi, ein dosh Hashem laya l'shevach. Shashim, you only darshan l'shevach, not ignite. Now, he explains a reason. It's not the pshat we sit down and we decide where we're going to say our mean drashas and where we'll say our good drashas. The chelik of Torah over here has its own klalim, and therefore it's she'ashirim is something we dashing nai. That's a klal dashing she'ashirim. So anyone who dashes nai automatically is not dashing great. We have this mesiris that we understand that stafka is miskaven l'shevach, not l'gnai. It's almost as if sometimes you read a book, there are things that you're not sure of. When you understand who's writing it, for what reason, and so on, it becomes quite clear. Derech Moshe, yeah. Now, this is also an explanation why Bechlal, the Yud Gimel Midas in Halacha, and the Lamed Beis Midas, and I got it to work. They are not very, very, what's that word, intuitive methodology. It's not an intuitive methodology. We can't imagine applying it to anything else, in any other, but in this world, these are the klolim. This is how this is what I meant when I gave it to you. In the old days, I remember reading about different systems for sending notes, correspondence between different officials in the government, army, etc., that would remain confidential. And it went like this. They had a piece of cardboard, cut out all sorts of random places. Then they used that on top of whatever paper to use in correspondence, and they would write in the keywords over there and then frame a little essay around it. That was how it worked. Now, we have sometimes a feeling, Kilo, that, we look at the Chazal, and we have drushes to darshan, and we kind of darshan away whatever we feel like. And even the Drash Chazal say seems so far fetched, and the answer is that if we know this or Hashem who wanted, so if I take this piece of cut out paper and I look at it and say, oh, look what it says here, it's valid because the guy who sent me the message said, okay, we're using code ABC for it. Had these Lamed Beis Midas not been given to us, but Chazal came around, they said, you know what? Here, these are great ways of analyzing, analysis of the pasuk. We'd say they're off. These things are far-fetched. Correct. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, and he said, this is the system, that's going to be there, so then it's 100% emes. V'chein k'shedar shavlei v'shavro motzatzmi mol, v'zeh mipnei klal shebiyodav, shemaisi tzadik in koma sheshet shvach tzov neshvach, shon lehefech. Shekachi ha-kabola, shekavnosos b'rtzov b'mila shevte v'yitzu lirmois, al kol prote ha-reshe shashoyim, olavaya kohol kignusim, olehefech b'tzadikim. Now, this is also because we think of it the other way, the wrong from the wrong side, we have trouble with this. The Marshal, what does it mean? Everything at tzaddik, everything that's about tzaddik, we're going to dash it further lishvach. Why? So if we're starting with here and we say, well, every time we speak of a tzaddik, let's glorify him. That sounds like hagiography. We want to push these tzaddikim. They can't do any wrong, and they can do so much right. That's one istaklus on it. The other istaklus is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the following: I will be describing people in Torah, in Tanakh. And the people I'm going to be describing, I'm not writing a novel. I'm describing them because they may serve to be the Yonam over here. I'm writing about Avraham Avinu, the things that you need to know about Avraham Avinu, and since Avraham is a tzaddik, you need to know all the tzaddik stuff about him. I'm writing about Esav. I'm not writing the history of the world. It's a tiny sefer, very just with a few stories. But each and everything, when I present somebody as a tzaddik, I'm presenting a quintessential tzaddik, and everything I could dash a shvach should be dashed, and vice versa. It's not we are picking sides. Since Avraham Avinu is our horse, we're going to say everything good about him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the reason I'm writing about Avraham Avinu is because I want to show you my list to imitate. And the reason why I'm writing about Esav HaRasha is because I want to show you things about him, about Rishoyim. So anything that's mentioned in Torah inevitably has connotations l'toyim v'l'ra. Is this wanted. So he wrote about tzaddikim. The tzaddikim he does mention are because there's what to learn from the ma'isim, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu put in compacted as much about the ma'isim that he could, and the opposite about the Rishayim. Oid, Kiblu Chazal. Sheksubi Torah, Movad Yosim Roimzim, Al Gamal Yosim Yon Shemaginim Basipur, Roimzim Gankal Yonim Achirim Asidim Oy Oivrim. They also are Merames and other Yonim that will be or that pass by. Al Ken Yifashim Ishtifi Darkoi, Al Pichukim Akolon Shoebi Yodam. So I'm not sure exactly. What he means over here, he says it's meramez on things that will happen or were, and therefore what? It means something in my tkufa. I'm a sentence I don't have. Al pi chukim akol shaviyadav. Ukvay hoya efsha sheyite echad b'mina jushim elu. It could very well be somebody would make a mistake in this drush. I want to point out something about this Ramchal. There's a shaila about medrash in general, medrashim, agadas, etc. If they're in Yanim that were given me Sinai, or the day of each and every yachid. You know, we have a lot of names over here. L'chura, the some people say that no, what are you talking about? Chazal, it's one thing. Some say that Chazal, in Agadotis, it originated with them, and so on. Here he says a little bit different. He says that the Chazal that we have in Shas, especially, and in Medrash, is after a libun and bur of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. In other words, they did a job with Chazal similar to what they did with Halacha Tosha Ba Peh. They weighed and measured different inyanim that are possible in the pasuk, different drushim. So they had a whole bunch of a drush contest where everybody submitted drush to pasuk. They weighed and measured and decided which yes, which merachik, which to the karev and so on. So even though it doesn't quite have the same status as halacha, but it has in itself the weighing and the measuring of all Chachmei Yisrael to make sure that the whatever shmuas we dashen are appropriate. And that's why it was done. Chazal took whatever there was or misadar it, and in the same way like they did in Halacha, they weighed the different shittas and they said what they thought was the best version. All of these inyanim were weighed, measured, and whichever agadotis are meant to stay on, are going to stay on. And we're saying on them that the reason why we feel very strongly about Agadah, the positive, that it's good and worth, is because we know that a lot of caution and was given to Chazal when they, a lot of caution, a lot of thought, etc., when they came up with the drushes and so on. Okay, so this is the end of the Maamar HaGadis. I think next week, there's another Maamar here. It's a little more challenging, but we'll see. Let's try and see if it goes. It's Derech Etz Chaim. Derech Etz Chaim is a very, very famous Maamar of his. It's actually Hakdamah to one of the Kabbalahs from he wrote, but this Hakdamah itself is not Kabbalah. It's in language of people and ideas. So Lina will start a mitzvah next week with Chachmas Torah Derech Etz Chaim. Okay. Good night, Kol Tov.